Welcome to One Group. We're more experts
and more solutions
to help solve your most pressing business challenges.
We're risk management specialists,
workers' compensation and business insurance,
workplace benefit solutions,
comprehensive strategic HR services,
and personal home and auto insurance.
We're all here,
more than 170 experts and specialists.
To help you succeed, we're One Group.
One Group, a world of risk management and insurance expertise. Visit onegroup.com.
Aspen Athletic Club opened in 2004. I was born and raised here in Central New York. I graduated from CNS back in 1996. I did leave New York. I went to Ohio State University for college and got my degree in exercise physiology. But I've had a passion for health and wellness, and I knew that my hometown and where I was born and raised really could use good quality fitness. And my, you know, passion is health and wellness, so I wanted to come back to my hometown and open a facility for the community. So we opened Aspen Athletic Club back in 2004, bringing health and wellness back to my hometown in Central New York. Quality health and fitness for a very, very economical price, so everyone can afford to maintain health and wellness for a lifestyle for the long term.
And you started off with one gym, and you really, we were just talking about the fact that you are still one of the instructors there, but let's talk about the growth.
Yes, Aspen Athletic Club started in 2004 in Cicero. It was one location inside of Driver's Village, and we're not a franchise. We have no affiliation with any other type of business. We started from the ground up. I opened the facility, and my husband closed the facility. I was one of the only aerobic instructors teaching classes, doing personal training, doing marketing. Pretty much we did every aspect, cleaning the facility and the locker rooms. We provided a really good service, so our growth happened pretty rapidly. We expanded inside Driver's Village that same year, and then we opened our second location in Liverpool, in Seneca Mall in 2006. The two facilities we operated for a couple of years, and then we moved our Cicero location to an outside, larger facility in 2008. And we've continued to grow. 2012, we had a lot of expansion. We opened the Aspen Athletic Club of downtown Syracuse on Jefferson Street, one of the first businesses on that street. It's since grown a lot, which is great to see. And then our Fairmount location is the fourth location that we have.
Holy cow. So what do you think is the reason for being able to do that, your success? I mean, you know, you talk to a lot of businesses that, number one, have a hard time growing or even staying open. Are there some specific reasons you think you can account for the success you've had?
Definitely. With Aspen Athletic Club, our passion is health and wellness. But being the owner and being so embedded in the facility, I'm not owner by name. I'm an owner by action. And teaching aerobic classes, being involved with the members, being involved with the staff on a daily basis, being inside each location and really not just owning it, but operating it, seeing it from the employee's point of view and really using that experience and that expertise to improve the quality of the experience for the Aspen Athletic Club members, I think has been really crucial. I think a big part in business is knowing your expertise and knowing your brand. There's a lot of pressure to try to be the best at everything, but to focus on what you're good at, to focus on your service that you offer. Again, with Aspen Athletic Club, we try to offer the best experience possible for a price that everyone can maintain. So competing with a different type of business, it's tempting. I think in businesses, a lot of time you see, oh, there's success in this lane and there's success in this, you know, kind of branch off of the industry, but you dilute your quality when you try to go outside too far of what brought you where you are. And I think Aspen stayed true to our extensive hours, our clean facilities, our spacious facilities, our quality of employee and classes throughout, you know, the past 14 years.
There's a lot of reasons why it's successful. I also have noticed, you know, there's a lot of gyms, I feel like you try to get them in the door, but then they don't try to retain them. And you really work hard to keep the members happy in terms of maybe when the classes are offered or what kind of classes, that the machines are up to date and the trainers are good. And, you know, so you really work on that. It's not just a let's open our doors and you guys will be okay. You know, the water bottle filler that you guys have. I mean, all that kind of stuff really makes for a much better experience. And you want people to come. You don't just want people to join. You You want people to come and enjoy it.
Correct. Yep. At Aspen Athletic Club, we train our staff from day one, and we try to make our members feel from day one that the access to the facility is just the first step, and the results come with continued usage. And by making it a convenient experience to come work out at Aspen Athletic Club and a comfortable experience, that members will continue to use the facility. And our members are our walking billboards. Our members, when they have success and they feel good and they look good and they have more energy, that's where our growth has come, by word of mouth, by our Aspen Athletic Club members bringing their friends and their family and, you know, sharing the improved quality of life that they've received at Aspen. And, you know, we've kept that. I think that that's really the key, is keeping that level of expectation and keeping that level of service up, not getting complacent. As a business, you need to continue to evolve while sticking with your expertise.
And that must be something, too, when it comes to equipment and or the latest, I don't want to say fad, but the latest fitness thing. You know, you have to say, oh, yes, you know, people want more Zumba, or people want more treadmills of this type or ellipticals. I mean, that must be something, too, that you're constantly evolving, because you can't keep the same things if people are evolving themselves.
Correct. Yes. Especially in the fitness industry, there are quite a few fads. And we have my husband and I and our key employees in place staying abreast on the current trends in fitness, but making educated decisions on what trends to follow, what's based on science, what's based on effectiveness, what's economical, what's going to provide our Aspen Athletic Club members with the best experience without jumping on a bandwagon for something that is maybe a flash in the pan.
Right. Let's talk about you being, and I mentioned, you know, you were one of the first female business owners that really back in the day. And do you notice, is there differences? Do you consider yourself just a business owner or a female business owner? Do you notice differences being one?
In the health and fitness industry, especially, you know, getting my start back in the 90s, it's definitely a more male-dominated field. I think as far as the advice that I give to entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs does not vary when I'm speaking to a male or a female, because the environment's the same, I believe. I don't feel like I have been successful because I am a woman, but I don't feel I'm successful in spite of being a woman. I'm successful because the effort I've put in and the quality product that Aspen Athletic Club continues to deliver. I think within that, though, there are differences with male and females. Just your experience changes how you process information and how you deal with adversity. So there are assets and there are challenges, not just on your gender, but on your life experiences and your education and your, you know, so many things factor into that. So I think entrepreneurship is pretty standard across the genders, but the tools that we use are different.
If, you know, someone is starting out, no matter what kind of business, are there specific pieces of advice that you can give them? Or is it more, I mean, you kind of already talked about the fact you got to stick with it. And
one thing that I always, when I speak to someone looking to get into a specific field, especially health and wellness, our field is interesting because to be a fitness professional, you do need a strong education in science and kinesiology and physiology. But in order to be in business, you need the numbers and the accounting and the marketing and the business strategies. And a lot of experience that I've had talking to young people is that they focus on their specific business that they want to go into. I want to go into fashion. I want to go into fitness. I want to go into even, you know, nursing. But the business aspect of it sometimes gets fallen to the wayside. So for us, I went into opening my business as with a degree in exercise physiology and national certifications in my field, but my business experience was very, very small. I could have waited to get more knowledge to open the business, but I put my desire and my plan into action, which I think is the key step. And then I surrounded myself with areas that I was a little weaker on, strong people like One Group to help me with my insurance, an accountant that I could trust to navigate through payroll and taxes and different areas, and attorneys. So surrounding yourself with quality people that can fill in those gaps. But looking back, a minor in business would have been a phenomenal place to start. So I always recommend, even, you know, if I talk to a young person that's in education, no matter what their degree is going to be in, a minor in business will help them with that aspect of it that I think back when I was in school was a little bit not presented as much. I didn't see the benefit in it, but any avenue that you go into, business is a factor.
And let's talk about your relationship with One Group. Can you talk about what they do for you, and again, the relationship and the importance of it?
Again, my expertise is in health and wellness, and it is not in insurance and different aspects that One Group has been you know, a business partner with. I own Aspen Athletic Club, but they are a partner that helps Aspen Athletic Club be successful. Making sure I'm up to date, making sure I'm current, making sure I'm ahead of the different changes that legislation and the government puts on us is very, very helpful. Anytime there is an area that I do not have the answers for, they're available to a phone call away to help get me answers, to make sure I'm doing the right thing, and to make sure that my business stays safe.
Have they been a partner since the beginning with this, or something that you decided you needed?
Yeah, from the beginning. Insurance is crucial in any sort of, I would love to be at the front desk of every club all day greeting each and every member, but that's an impossibility. You can't be in four places at once. So just hiring the right people, training them, and following up with them to make sure that they understand the expectation that Aspen has for the experience, but also that they understand their importance, that they're, you know, the employees are the day-to-day face of the company. So they're the first impression, they're the last impression, they're what's going to get people to keep coming back. And that goes for our front desk and kids' corner staff, to our aerobic instructors and personal trainers, and then our managers that keep everything moving smoothly. Delegating is a hard thing for a business owner, especially it's your baby. But, you know, over time you learn that if you train your employees right and you paint the picture of what your vision is, then you can let go of a lot of day-to-day operations and know that it's going to still stay up to your standards.
In business, you are faced with hundreds of challenges.
That's why One Group offers you more.
More than 170 specialists behind every advisor.
To guide you in risk management and insurance.
Workplace benefits and HR solutions.
Plus home, auto, and life insurance.
Why settle for just one advisor?
When you can have 170 experts.
To help you succeed, we're One Group.
Let One Group's team of expert advisors take a proactive role in your success. One Group, a leading risk management, insurance, and business consulting firm. Visit onegroup.com to start the conversation.